dry ground through the midst of the sea.
Asiwe udza simudza tsvimbo yako utambanudzire ruoko rwako pamusoro pegungwa uri tsemure nepakati kuti vana vaIsraeri vafambe pakaoma mukati megungwa.
May the Lord bless the reading of His word. May take your seats.
Shevawezire marupafadzo pakurengwa kushokorawo tigare pasi.
Greetings once again in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Nokwasa zvekare mustari nokosha raishe naponeso wedu Jesu Kristo.
We want to thank the Lord for allowing us to come into His house.
Tinotenda Mwari nekutitendera kuuya muimba yavo.
This is June. We know it's a cold month.
Uno ndichikumi tinoziva kuti mwedzi unotonhora.
I'm sure by just me coming you get your blessings because number one, you've overcome the cold weather.
Kungouya chete ndinoziva kuti uchawana ropafadzo rako chekutanga nokuziva kuti wauya mukutonhora.
We greet any visitors in our midst in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Tinokwazisa kana paine vaenzi vangadai vari pakati pedu.
Ask you to feel free.
Tinokuti musununguke.
And also the ministers up here want to appreciate you and thank you so much for your coming.
Uye nevashumiri vari kuno tinokuyemurai tinokutendai zvikuru nekuuya kwenyu.
From the message, the scripture that we have read,
Vamu maridzo mugwaro rataverenga.
The prophet read this scripture.
Profita akaverenga gwaro.
And preached the message, why Christ speak.
Ndokuparidza maridzo inonzi unochemeiko taura.
So tonight we are just going to speak about the same title.
Saka marikona ano tichangotaura pamusoro pemusoro wenyaya imwe chete.
To say, why Christ speak.
Kuti unochemeiko taura.
Crying for babies is a way of expressing that they are in need of something.
Kuchema kuva kuneva cheche inzira yavanoradza nayo kuti vane chavari kuda.
But for big people it's a sign that one has come to the end of his wits.
Asi kune munhu akura chachiratidzo chekuti uyu atopererwa.
But when you speak,
asi kana ukataura,
you are showing how bold and how confident you are that you are not going to retreat.
Uri kungoratidza kuti iwe une vimbo yakadi uye une kunyatsogutsikana kwakadii kwekuti hausi kuzodududza kumashure.
In other words, it's your declaration that for sure I'm going to win.
Nemamwe mashoko kunyatsorevesa pakutaura kwako kuti ini ndiri kuhwina nyaya iyi.
So today we are not going to be like babies crying, but we are going to speak. That is, we are showing that we are not going to retreat.
Saka manera anhasi hatisi kuzoita sevacheche vanochema asi tichaita sevanhu vakuru kuti tichataura kuti zvatichataura zvichaitika.
Even this request that we had, we are going to speak, we are not going to cry, we are going to speak.
Kunyange zvikumbiro zvatapiwa izvi hatisi kuzochema tiri kutaura.
The prophet says in the message, why Christ speak?
Profita anoti mharidzo iyi unochemei taura.
Paragraph 81 he says.
Paragraph 81 anoti.
That's where it is.
Ndopa zvira.
There is no retreat in God.
Hamuna kudzokera mashure kuna Mwari.
Speak and go forward.
Taura oenda mberi.
That's right.
Ndizvozvo.
That's God's commission to his church.
Ndobasa rakapiwa naMwari kuchechi yake.
I believe East Tabernacle, you are God's church and it is a commission for you.
Ndotenda kuti East Tabernacle muri chechi yaMwari uye hapana kuramba uri panzvimbo imwe chete.
Let's move with the Spirit.
Ngatifambei nemweya.
Or the Spirit will move to somebody else and you leave you standing.
Kana kuti mweya uchafamba woenda kune mumwe munhu wokusiya iwe wakangomira ipapo.
I believe tonight you are saying the Spirit will move to me and not to somebody else. Hallelujah.
Ndotenda kuti manerano uri kuti mweya uchafamba kuya kwauri kwete kune mumwe munhu.
Tonight we are saying,
manerano tiri kuti,
speaking tense impossibilities into possibilities.
Hanzi tiri kutaura zvinhu zvisingakwanisiki zvichiuya mukukwanisika.
Look at Joshua.
Tarisai kuna Joshua.
It was not before he said it, before that, no one had said sun stand still.
Joshua asati ataura mashoko aya, hapana mumwe munhu akambonzwika achiataura. Pakati zuva mira ipapo.
But he realized why Christ speak.
Asi akacherechedza kuti unochemei taura.
So tonight we're looking for a sister.
Saka manerano tiri kutsvaga hanzvadzi.
Who is going to say, I'm not going to cry, but I'm going to speak.
Iri kuti ini handisi kuzochema asi ndichataura.
another brother who is saying,
this
issue is not only for sisters. Even brothers, I'm going to speak tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The prophet says, in the message I've heard, but now I see. Paragraph 127, he says, see, of course, it was a paradox to see something that seems to be impossible.
Zvino maona zviro kwazvo rakava nenji kuona chimwe chinhu chainzi hachikwanisiki.
Yet it's true.
Asi chaiva chechokwadi.
But the sun stood still, says the Bible.
Asi zuva rakamira, ndo zvinotaura Bible.
I don't know what you people think.
Handizive kuti imi vanhu munofungei.
That thing the world was run now, but anyhow, the sun stood still.
Vanofunga kuti aiwa nyika ndo inofamba, asi kunyange zvazvo zuva rakamira.
Listen to this one now. Perhaps Joshua never had tried to figure it out how it was going to do, how God was going to do it.
Pada Joshua akatadza kunyatsofunga kuti ko zvichazoitika sei kana kuti Mwari vachazozvita sei.
The only thing that he said was, "Sun, stand still."
Chinhu bedzi chakangotaura ndechekuti zuva mira.
So tonight we are not going to look, we are not going to think to say, how is it going to happen? Your duty is to say, you speak the word and he will make it happen. Hallelujah. He said it perhaps not knowing what he was saying because it was God that was giving it to him and he worked.
Akazvitaura pada asingatozivi kuti ari kuti kudii nokuti ndimwari vakanga vachimupa izvozvo iye akangoshanda.
The prophet tells us a story when he went hunting.
Profita anotudza imwe nyaya pavakaenda kunovhima.
And he got nothing.
Vakasabata chinhu.
As a hunter, he knew. I'm sure he tried all the tricks, maybe the other places where he had gone looking for game, but on this particular day, he got nothing.
Semuvhimi munongozivawo pada vakaedza zvimwe nemamwe matrikisi avanosiziva kuti vanodii asi nemonzira zuva iri havana chavakawana.
But praise be the name of the Lord. God asked him to speak.
Asi zita rashe ngarikudzwe Mwari vakamuti taura.
The prophet says in the message I've heard but now I see.
Profita anoti mharidzo iyi ndakambonzwa zvino ndinoona.
That's him narrating how God asked, I was talking to him.
Zvino ndivo vari kutaura kuti Mwari akavaudza sei kuti taura.
And he said,
vakati,
speak,
taura,
and it will be that way.
Zvichaitika nenzira iyo.
Don't doubt it.
Haikona kuzvipokana.
Even to you, my brother, my sister, don't doubt it.
Kunyange kwauri hama hanzvadzi, usazvipokana.
And I heard it again, say, you are hunting and you need game. How many do you need? My Lord.
Urikuvhima uye urikuda nyama. Unodangani.
And I thought, now I don't want to overdo this. It's always human nature to always want to limit God. You want to ask for small, little few things. So the prophet was also doing the same. I'm just going to ask for three squirrels. I want young three red squirrels. I want them. God, he said, then speak about it. Look at the power of speech. And I said, I'm going to get three young red squirrels. Which way will they come? Well, I thought, I've went this far. There's something talking to me here. Just the same as you hear me talking, and God in heaven with my Bible over my heart. I know this is true. Look at the prophet now. I picked out a ridiculous place. An old dry limb hanging out there about 50 yards where my rifle was shot in.
Kamwe 50
I I said, this is speaking now.
Ndakati zvino kwakutaura.
The first one will be right there, and there he was.
Yekutanga ichange iri apo ikavepo.
So the prophet spoke the squirrel into existence.
Saka muprofita akataura tsindi ikavepo.
He did not cry, he spoke.
Haana kuchema, akangotaura.
I'm sure somebody tonight is looking for something that he's going to speak about.
I
rubbed my eyes and looked back. I turned my and thought. I don't want to shoot in a vision. So I looked around again. And there sat the squirrel. I threw the shell up in my gun. Aimed up and I could see his black eye. Young red squirrel, I thought, maybe I'm sleeping. I'll wake up in a few minutes. You know, sometimes when the power of speech, you think you are dreaming. Well, I leveled down, shot the squirrel, and dropped off the lamp. I thought, well, I don't know, I thought. Where should I go over and look for it? And I walked over there, and there it laid. I picked it up, and blood ran out of it. A vision, don't bleed. You know? So I picked it up. It was a squirrel. I got real numb all over. And I looked around and I said, God, that was you. I said, thank you for this. We'll just go to 144
of
the same book. But you said, do you doubt what you said? You said you got three. Now where will the next one come from? And said, I thought, well, if I'm dreaming, I'm going to continue on. I picked up the old post over there of a tree that was wrapped in the poison ivy. You never get a squirrel in that. So, you know, he's just trying to make it so hard and so difficult so that you not just say peradventure, you know, a squirrel will go in that. So he's trying to find a place where it's difficult to find a
squirrel.
Okay, I will just go down again. So he did the second one, and then on 147, the prophet said,
147, Prophet Anut,
you said three. Do you doubt what you said? I said, no, Lord. I don't doubt what I said. For you are confirming. This is one scripture that stumped me, the prophet says. Now if I say, but if you say, not if Jesus said it, but if you say it yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So tonight we are not going to shift it to the Lord. We are not going to shift it to the Lord Jesus Christ or to God. We are shifting it to you. If you go further down, I'll just skip again to where he said, I said, there will be a red squirrel come down off that hill. Come come down this way and ride by me and go out and sit on that limb and look down to where that farmer, here he come down the hill, went right out and sat, look at that farmer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the power of speech. Why Christ speak? If the prophet spoke it and it happened exactly the same way he said it, what will stop your speech to happen tonight? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, after hearing this testimony, Sister Hetty Wright also spoke.
Sister Hetty vakataurawo.
She said, this is nothing but the truth.
Vakati ichi hachisi chimwe chinhu kunze kwechokwadi.
And the speech of Sister Hetty Wright,
mutauro wa Sister Hetty,
please the Lord,
wakafadza ichi,
please the Holy Ghost,
wakafadza mweya mutsvene.
And the Holy Ghost came down,
mweya mutsvene ukaburuka.
And the prophet says to Sister Hetty Wright,
profita akati kuna Sister Hetty,
ask anything that you will,
kumbira chero,
and I will give it to you.
Ichakupai.
Not God will give it to you, I will give it to you. Where you are seated there, you have the power. You can give your brother, you can give your sister her prayer request. This is the prophet says, time is coming when a brother, this is another brother, who is a farmer and realizes that his brother, his crops are wilting, he will simply say, brother, I give you rain in the name of Jesus Christ. It will happen because the power of speech. You are adopted children of God. Whatever you speak, it is as if as deity has spoken. So tonight we are saying, why Christ speak? Why Christ speak? Whatever you are in need of, it is in your mouth. It is in the power of your tongue. So tonight, we are not looking at somebody else. We are looking at you. If your child is sick, we are not looking at our Lord Jesus Christ. We are looking at you to speak. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be the name of the Lord. If Sister Hetty Wright, she claimed her two boys by power of speech, you can do the same tonight. And the devil will not be able to withstand your speech. Look at
Joshua.
When he realized that the battle and time was not on his side, that's when he just said, stand still. It's good sometimes to pray. But sometimes you don't even have that time to pray. No, for sure you don't have. You just speak. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So tonight I'm looking for somebody who is going to be persuaded to say, I'm going to speak. And I'm going to enjoy to eat the benefits of my speech. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The prophet says, in the message I've heard, but now I see. Notice, when you have need, perhaps like Joshua, he had a need. He never thought of the circumstances. He spoke it. And it was God. Do you believe the sun stood still? So do I. How did it do it? Don't try to figure it out. But it did it. Joshua did it. He raised his hands in that crucial moment. He had access to God. And that's what happened. It was timely. The Spirit of the Living God had seen the need of it and pushed Joshua to say it. The same God seen the need of Abraham. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Abraham, he wanted to sacrifice his son. Because God had asked him to do so. Of course, it was painful for a father. Imagine even his son asking him to say, "Father, where is the sacrifice for the burnt offering?" Look at the power of speech. He said, "The Lord God will provide himself." Hallelujah. Why cry, speak? Abraham did not cry to say, "My son, I'm going to kill you." No, he spoke. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So tonight we are not looking for people to cry. We are looking for people to speak. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be the name of the Lord. If you can just go to Joshua chapter 5, verse 13.
Joshua chapter 5, verse 13.
No, Joshua had rugged faith.
Joshua anga ine kutenda kwa kaomana.
And he was not a fearful man.
Anga asiri mbwende inochika.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, sometimes if you fear, you are defeated even before you start the fight.
Noza dzimwe nguva ukangochika, unotokundwa usati watanga kurwa kwacho.
Verse 13, the Bible says.
Verse 13, Bible note.
And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said, that is to speak.
Zvino Joshua wakati ari Jericho, akasimudza meso ake akatarira, akaona murume amire pakatarisana naye, akabata munondo wake, wakavhomorwa muruoko rwake. Joshua akaenda kwaari, akati kwaari, maona kutaura.
Art thou for us or for the adversary? He had his sword drawn out. He did not cry. He spoke fiercely, looking at him. Don't surrender, my brother, my sister. Oh, don't raise your faith. If it is a problem, look at your problem right in the face. You can speak it out of existence. Are you for us or for the adversary? And he said, "Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord I am come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship, and said unto him, "What saith my Lord unto his servant?"
Ipapo Joshua akawira pasi nechiso chake akanamata kwaari akati kwaari, "Ishe wangu, unoreveiko kumuranda wake?"
We just go to chapter 6 of the same book, Joshua 6.
Chapter 6, book rimwe chete, Joshua.
Verse 1 we'll read.
Verse 1 to the reading.
The scripture says, "Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel."
Zvino guta reJericho rakanga rakapfigwa kwazvo nokuda kwavana vaIsrael.
I like the children of Israel.
Ndinoda vana veIsrael.
You know, this Jericho was shut up because of the children of Israel.
Jericho rakanga rakapfigwa kuvharwa nekuda
kwavana. Not the other way round.
Kwete.
If you see the other way round happening, something is not right.
Mukaona zvitika zvinopesana nezvizvi pane chachema.
So if you are shut up by any problems, no challenge that situation, it is not right. What's supposed to happen, it is that problem. We should be shut up by you. None went in, none came out.
Hapana ipinda, hapana ibuda.
If they were going to come out or go in, it has to be at the express authority of the Israelites.
Kana waizobuda kana kupinda, waifana kupiwa mvumo nema Israel.
Demons should not just come in and out at will.
Madimonia afanira kungoita madiro ajo jina pauri.
And the Lord said unto Joshua,
Zino isheva kati kuna Joshua,
see, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of Vela.
Tarira ndakapa maoko ako Jericho, na mambo waro, na varume waro, vane simba no umare.
I like this. The Lord conversing with Joshua. And you shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once, thou shalt thou do 6 days.
And
the 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns, and the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets, and it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and we hear the sound of the trumpet, and all the people shall shout with a great shout.
Vaprisita vanomwe vanofanira kufamba pamberi peareka vakabata hwamanda nomwe dzenyanga dzamakondoro. Nomusi wechinomwe munofanira kupoteredza guta kanomwe. Vaprisita vacharidza hwamanda. Zvino kana voridzisa norunyanga rwegondobwe, kana imi muchinzwa kurira kwehwamanda, ipapo vanhu vose vanofanira kudanidzira nokudanidzira kukuru.
And the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. Hallelujah.
Ipapo rusvingo rweguta ruchakoromoka chose, na vanhu vanofanira kupinda mumwe nomumwe ipapo pakururama.
Not after you cry,
kwete mushure mekunge
machema, you shout,
daidzirai,
you speak,
taurai,
and the walls
madziro,
they have to fall down flat.
Anofanira kuira pasi.
When you speak to your problem, it is given. It has to fall flat down. And you go right straight towards your problem. Joshua 6:20. So the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpet. And it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. So the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. So tonight, at the power of your speech, you have to take the city. I don't know what your city is all about, but you determine what your city is. Hallelujah.
Vanhu vakadanidzira navaprisita vakaridza hwamanda. Zvino vanhu vakati vachinzwa kurira kwehwamanda, vanhu vakadanidzira nokudanidzira kukuru, rusvingo nokukoromoka chose. Vanhu vakakwira vachipinda muguta, mumwe nomumwe pakarurama naye vakakunda guta. Zvino manheru ano toda kuti utaure. Hatinei kuti mamirire zvinhu akaita sei, asi pauchataura dambudziko rako rinofanira kuondomoka pasi.
In the message of thy word, I will lay down the net. The prophet tells a story. The encounter he had with a colored girl who was blind. So when he was coming down, the driver who was driving him, so he said, if people see you getting out of this car at the normal parking lot, people will scramble to you. So what he did, he dropped the prophet right at the back so that people won't see him, so that won't be a stampede.
So
he just went into the crowd and And then he was touched by a cry that he heard of this colored blind girl. So because of the crowds, the girl was with her father, but somehow because of the large multitude, the father got lost of the girl, and so the girl was looking for her father. You can imagine the situation. She's blind. She cannot see. The father is gone. There are so many people. So she's just crying for help. And then the prophet heard about it. And now, so it happened when she got in contact with the prophet, and then she got to realize that it was Brother Branham. So she got a hold of the prophet. So we'll start reading where they were just discussing. So the prophet was asking her to let her off, and you hear what was happening. Paragraph 74, the prophet says, "Now wait, take your hands off here.
Zino chimbomira, bisama wako wako.
I would think I'll get your hands. I couldn't pull them off me. You know, when you are in need of something, my brother, my sister, you are persistent. You persevere until you get what you want. So she wasn't going to let me get away. She was holding like that. I said, will you turn me loose? She said, no. She then spoke and said, have mercy on me, Brother Branham. I said, well, sister, I pray to Jesus first. Speak, she said, have mercy. The prophet says, I thought of that song. She heard about the man being healed up there, blind, Fanny Crosby, saying, pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others, thou art calling, do not pass me by. And I said, sister, will you let me have hold of your hand? While I pray, a hand loose from me, one of them, and I held it like this. Now you just bow your head and close your eyes. She said, yes, sir. Started praying. I said, now, Heavenly Father, you know this need. And why would I have to come back behind this place? Do you believe all things are ordained of God? Sure they are. And I said, I don't know why I come back here, but this poor old blind colored girl, I said, here she stands. Listen to how the prophet says, Father,
Baba,
some 1900 years ago,
1900 years,
there was an old rugged cross come dragging down through the streets of Jerusalem, dragging out of the bloody footprints of the bearer on his road up the hill to be crucified. His poor little frail body, riven side, he couldn't peg that cross no longer, and he fell. And there comes Simon of Cyrene, a colored man, picked up that cross and put it upon his shoulders and helped him bear it. I said, Father, I'm sure you understand that. Hallelujah. I know you understand that. And here tonight, staggering in total darkness, is one of his children along here in total darkness. And upon that cross, the blood of the healing of this girl, won't you please have mercy on her like that? And then just something happened. Hallelujah. She received her sight. Why Christ speak tonight? Hallelujah. All things are possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Soon after that, happened, as he was still going, An old man who was crippled, he saw it, and on paragraph 77 of the same book says, there was an old man standing there with a club where he would walk on it. He had a twisted leg like that. Power of speech, listen. He said, I know you, Brother Branham. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Speech can help you, my brother. He said, I've been standing 8 days. I've got 5 little children at home. I've been a crippled. Said, I believe you are a good boy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It can just touch somebody. Speak well, my brother. If you ask God to heal me, he can do it. Hallelujah. Power of speech. Do you believe that, brother? He said, with all my heart, I said, then in the name of Jesus Christ, give me that club. Hallelujah. And when I stand at the judgment bar before this group of people, you know then whether it's true or not. When he handed me that club, God honored his faith. Hallelujah. His foot came straight like that. He lifted up in the air, began screaming at the top of his voice. Hallelujah. How about that blind man in the Bible? When Jesus was passing by, he spoke that I want to see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you speak,
ukataura,
you are never denied.
Aurambirwe.
When you speak, my brother,
ukataura,
you get what you are in need
ukataura
of. Tonight I'm looking for a sister.
Manerona,
I'm looking for a young man. A young sister. An old man, old woman, who is going to speak.
Ukataura.
Put this to test, my brother. Do it tonight. Speak tonight. Do you want the Holy Ghost? Speak tonight. Do you want salvation of your loved ones? Speak tonight. Salvation of your children. You speak it tonight. Your husband is not a believer. Your wife is not a believer. Speak it tonight. Do you want to live a victorious life? This is your chance to speak. Do you want to overcome sin? This is your chance to speak. Are you tired of backbiting? This is your chance to speak. Do you want genuine love? This is your power. This is your chance. This is your time. This is your opportunity to speak it out. When you speak, it will flash like lightning. Why cry, my brother? Speak it out. The devil has no chance, because God has ordained that whatever you say, under the inspiration of God, he will back it up. Remember, the prophet told us, God is prepared to bankrupt the heavens than for his word not to come to pass. His one word is to, for you to speak. So speak, my brother. In other words, God is prepared to bankrupt the heavens than for your speech not to come to pass. I challenge you this evening. I challenge you tonight. If you have a situation, you speak it out. You speak it out. There is no situation that is too hard for the Lord. There is no situation that is too hard for you. This is that poor ministry. You speak the word, God will make it happen. Praise be the name of the Lord. Shall we rise to our feet?
Glory! Amen.
Tonight I'm looking at somebody who says, I'm come to the end of my wits. But I heard tonight to say I get saved from the power of my speech. I'm not waiting for my husband. I'm not waiting for my wife. But I'm going to speak tonight. I'm going to challenge the devil tonight. This devil that's infiltrating me through hate, I'm going to speak it out in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to live, right? Time is no more. The rapture is close. I want to serve the devil. To say, Satan, enough is enough. You are defeated. You have no power over me. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're going to speak it tonight.
I'll
ask Brother Ben to come pray for us. Tonight, my brother, my sister, there is no devil that's going to stand the prayer. We're going to challenge every demon tonight. And tonight, I believe God is going to honor our prayer. God is going to honor the power of your speech. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe we are the royal seed of Abraham. We possess every gate of the enemy. I don't care what gate it is. As long as it is a gate for you, tonight it has to give way. In the name of Jesus
Christ.
Tinamati. Jehovah Marisama Simba. Ishet no kuzivai. Pasina chaganga shiripo. Nokuti maganga muri mwari. Imi magataura ishe. Zvakanga zvisipo zvikavapo. Nokuda kuti isusu tiri vana. Makatiita vana mwari. Ikodzero yedu zvakare manirano asi kutaura. Zvisipo ishe zvigovapo. Baba ndinoda kutendai nemeseji yamanirano asi. Shoko renyu rataurwa Jehovha. Haridzokere kwamuri manirano. Risina kuzadzikisa izvo zvamarirayira. Nhasi riri kudzoka riine report yekuti pane ataura. Zvikaitika ishe. Nokuti muprofita achienda. Haana kuti siya tiri pakudhonza kwekutanga. Haana kuti siya tiri pakudhonza kwechipiri. Asi akati siya tiri mushumire yekudhonza kwechitatu. Kuti titaure sevan. Kuti titaure ishe. Manera nhasi Jehovha. Nakusunga mweya kutya. Kutya kutaura. Tinoirayira nemuzita raJesu Kristo. Mwari nakusunga mwese inotidzivirisa. Tisazive zvatiri mwari. Tisazive nhaka yedu. Manherano tinobvuma. Kuti zvechokwadi ndisu vacho. vanofanira kutaura zvinotaurwa zvichiitika nokuti makavimbisa Mwari mukati spirit born spirit child of God manheranhasi. If he takes the word from his heart and puts it on his lips, and when he speaks it, it's as good as deity speaking. Mwari manheranhasi hatikahadzike tikataura zvinoitika. Baba muri kumusera kudenga, bvisai kutya, bvisai umbwende hwese. Tiri kukumbira Mwari pamasituations atiinawo Ishe. Manheranhasi tiri kutaura sezvakaita Sister Hetty Wright. Vakataura vakawana chishuo chemwoyo wavo. Brother Branham vakataura vakawana zvishuo zvemwoyo yavo. Baba muri kumusoro kudenga, zvemazviro kwazvo hazviitwe nekuda kwemunhu, sezvo ministra Brother Branham kashanu zvichiratidzwa Ishe. Zvidziva nyasha dzenyu. Tiri kukumbira manheranhasi kuti inzwaiwo Mwari, inzwaiwo Ishe, inzwaiwo Jehovha. Baba makazvitaura mukazviratidza kubvira mubhaibheri rese. Chiona vana venyu vachitaura zvichiitika. Father God Almighty, we are praying tonight for an inspiration upon us, dear God Almighty, that we may speak right, we may say the right things, we may do the right things. Bless us tonight, Lord. We are looking up unto thee, dear Jesus. Heavenly Father, help us, Lord. Be with us, Jesus. We are looking up unto you, manheranhasi Mwari, kuti tive tinosvika pakuva maadults. Tachema nguva yakareba, Ishe. Tachema nguva yakawanda. Asi manheranhasi tiri kutaura Ishe. Tisvitsei pachinhano chekugona kutaura. Oh, how we love you, Lord. Mwari, shoko renyu harife rakawira pasi. Uku ndiko kutenda kwedu, Mwari. Ndiko kutenda kwedu manheranhasi, kuti apa ndipo pamatisvitsa manherano. Ishe, nyasha dzekugona kutaura zvinotaurwa, Ishe, pasi pekufemera, tichizviona zvichisimbiswa nemi. Mwari makarurama, Ishe. Torai shoko renyu zvemazviro kwazvo, rivanze mukati memwoyo yedu, chenzi tizivo kuti hazviitwe neshungu dzemunhu, hazviitwe nokugona kwemunhu, asi zvinotora kufemera kwenyu. Manherano tiri pasi, Jehovha, pekufemera kwepedipu. Baba muri kumusoro kudenga, kuti izvo zvatinoreva sezvo mataura mukati, speak and go forward. Bvisai doubt mukati meupenyu hwedu sekureva kwamaita Mwari. Joshua achitaura zuva mati zvakafanana izvo, Ishe, naMark 11:23. Saka manheranhasi, Ishe, tiri pasi perayiro yenyu. Muprofita makamurayira kuti ataure, imi mukatirayira muna Mark 11 kuti titaure. Baba, tisvitsei pachinhano chekukona kutaura. Notenda manheranhasi, Ishe, tiri pano, Jehovha. Oh God Almighty, tipei chizaruro, tizaruriraiwo manheranhasi, tione kuti zvinogoneka. Oh, how we need you, blessed Jesus. Many and various are our situations, but tiri kuataura manheranhasi, tiri kuataura out of existence. Tiripo Mwari kuti exercise the faith that is locked up in us. Zvichatikomborera sei, Mwari, kuona zvatataura zvichiitika? Zvichasimbisa kutenda kwedu sei, Ishe, tichiona zvatinotenda zvichiitika, Ishe? Ndozvamakataura tichiona kuti kudzoka kwenyu zvakwava padyo. Zvichatora shumiro yekudhonza kwechitatu, kuti pakutenda kwakakwana kwekubvutwa, Mwari, tapfuurira, Ishe. Mwari, Baba musoro kudenga, kutenda kwekupozwa zino tapfuurira ipapo. Asi tasvika pekutaura, missing limbs must be restored. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, here we are. Hard situations must be corrected, Baba, but by the word being spoken. Nokuti zvezvimaziro kwazvo mune simba mukutaura. Okutendai. Nganda wenyu nikupazwa shoko raMwari manyera nhasi. Baba, saite sevana veIsrael. Nokuti vakashaiwa ma benefits nokuti havana kutora shoko rimwe chetero vakarisanganisa nokutenda. Manyera nhasi tosimudzira kutenda kwedu Mwari. Chisanganisa shoko rimwe chetero nokuti isu ndicha benefita kubva mushumiro imwe cheteyo. Tibatsire manherano Mwari. Tibatsirewo Ishe Tenzi. Haiwa tichadzoka tichipambiri kwamuri. Tinokurumbidzai Jehovha nokuti makatinakira. Mazuwano zvakafanira manyera nhasi kuti tiwane chikafu chakafanana nechichi. Mazuwano zvakafanira kwatiri manherano Tenzi kuti tiwane shumiro yakafanana neiyi. Mazuwano zvakafanira manyera nhasi Jehovha kuti mutichangamutse mukukotsira kwedu kuti mutipeputse Jehovha. Baba muri kumusoro kudenga kubvise hope kwatiri. Tizive zvatiri, tizive zvokuita panguva yakafanira. Tinokutendai Jehovha, rumbidzwai henyu nokusingaperi. Zviwanirei mbiri pakati pedu. Nokutendai Ishe Mwari wangu. Baba tanamata nokutenda nemuzita rinokosha zita raShe Tenzi Jesu Kristu tinokutendai. Thank you, blessed Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.